This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Where I live in New Jersey, the greeting tends to be, "How you doing?" One useful way to answer the well-being question is to consult the new statistical analysis out this morning called Geographies of Opportunity. It looks at statistics on health, education, and what we earn, and produces what's called a Human Development Index. As the campaign gears up, today's report offers a breakdown by congressional district in the U.S. The report is compiled by an outfit called Measure of America, and its co-director, Kristen Lewis, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So there's so much here, but just give us a taste. For instance, if you're looking at top congressional districts using your measure versus bottom, where do you find some of these?
Well, interestingly, the highest and lowest ranking districts are both in one state, California. So topping the charts is California's 18th district. It's a Bay Area district that includes Silicon Valley. And at the very bottom is California's 21st district, which includes parts of Bakersfield and the Central Valley. So this area is an agricultural powerhouse that feeds the whole country, but hundreds of thousands of people living there have to rely on food stamps to put food on their own tables.
But I see this pattern elsewhere in the data. If you're looking at divergence, gaps between wealth and lack thereof, often you see more striking differences within states as opposed to among states.
Yes, that's definitely true. If you look at the state of Virginia, you have Congressional Districts 8 and Congressional Districts 9. They are worlds apart, though, even though they're in the same state. So in the 9th district, people are only living about 75 and a half years, whereas in the 8th district, they're living 83.5 years. They're earning twice as much in District 8 as they are in District 9.
Now, here's something else that stopped traffic for me. The higher the proportion of foreign-born residents in a congressional district, the longer people live in the district?
Yeah, that was something that was very striking to us as well. Foreign-born Latinos live much longer than native-born Latinos, and Latinos overall live longer than whites. Even though these groups among Latinos, for instance, have lower educational outcomes and earn less money, they are living longer. And there are various theories for that. One quite persuasive one is this idea that social cohesion, family support, and so forth kind of buffer the effects of poverty and create better health outcomes.
This new ranking of well-being by congressional district is called Geographies of Opportunity. Kristen Lewis is co-director of Measure of America. Kristen, thank you.
Thanks, David. It's been great to talk with you.